Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. In a fundraising email Saturday, President Biden's deputy campaign manager told supporters that him dropping out of the race would only lead to weeks of chaos. President's allies, like Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, continue to maintain their support, telling ABC's This Week that after Thursday's shaky debate performance,
Joe Biden has an incredible record, and he knows, as the American people do, that when you get knocked down, you get back up and you fight harder.
Tomorrow morning, the Supreme Court expected a rule on former President Trump's call for absolute immunity for presidents. This stems from the January 6th election interference case. The holiday travel surge continues. AAA is predicting more than 60 million people will drive more than 50 miles from their home over this period. That includes two weekends. And Hurricane Beryl continues to strengthen as it approaches the Southeast Caribbean, now a Category 3 storm. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wildlife advocates are filing another legal challenge to Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Mike Moan reports.
A coalition announced the appeal this week, and it centers on how the management plan came together under the state DNR. A judge dismissed the original lawsuit earlier this spring. It accused an agency panel of breaking the rules for how it interacted with special interest groups tied to hunting. Melissa Smith, with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife, says by favoring certain voices, other wildlife groups are left behind.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
The coalition says the judge's decision conflicts with principles under the public trust doctrine. The Department of Natural Resources says it cannot respond to pending litigation. This legal activity comes a few months after federal officials opted to keep the gray wolf on the endangered species list. State law requires a wolf hunt if the animal is delisted from federal protections, but the new management plan doesn't include a goal with specific numbers. Instead, the plan focuses on sustainability. Meanwhile, Smith says she wants state rules to be consistent.
If you look at the deer plan, our Wisconsin deer plan, it states plain as day that deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something that is held in the public trust and when something is not.
Hunting and farming groups contend the gray wolf population has grown too large, putting livestock at risk. But conservationists say these concerns are often overstated and that management efforts need to be rooted in science. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing before a sellout at American Family Field, nearly half of them Cubs fans, as Chicago pulled off a 5-3 victory Saturday. The Cubs jumped out to an early lead with a single, then a two-run homer by Chicago's Michael Busch on just the first two pitches of the game, Brewers starter Tobias Myers.
I think a lot of it's just baseball. They were aggressive today. They know what I've been doing the last couple weeks is attacking with the four-seam, so I think they did a pretty good job of coming out and putting some good swings on some fastballs.
The crew battled back to a 3-3 tie until reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk and a home run to Ian Happ in the eighth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You're in the major leagues and you're pitching at that time in the game. Walks are not a possibility. I mean, it's just not part of it. If you look at our pitching staff, a lot of our success, and it's been great this year, of not giving up free bases. The home run is the home run.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Sunday and light north winds, highs in the lower 70s. Overnight, mostly clear skies will drop to the lower 50s. On Monday, increasing clouds, highs in the low to mid 70s. A couple of showers in the afternoon. Right now, it's 55.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, DJ Olbris joins me to talk about Riverfest Lacrosse. And from the Green Bay Children's Museum, Heather Heil is in studio to talk 4th of July in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Council.
1400 WRJN. Back we are with the music of the stars. Not even halfway through. Stick around. We're on the air.
But words give way to open hostility. And history records that fateful year and the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
All right, there's a signal. Get on the horse, Levine.
That's Revere.
Revere, Levine, just so you ride a horse good. Now get going.
All right.
To arms! The British are coming! The British are coming!
Hey! Who's that making all that racket out there?
It's me, Paul Revere.
Who?
Revere.
I got all the pots and pans I need, sweetie.
But what about the British?
As far as I know, they got all the pots and pans they need, too.
We'll be right back.
The pilgrims had good reason to celebrate Thanksgiving. The land, though untamed, was rich and bountiful. Other shiploads of eager settlers followed. The colonies grew swiftly, and men learned to breathe deeply the infectious air of freedom. The infection spread until in 1775 it became a disease called independence. And Americans found that they were more willing to die of it than live without it. This is the spirit which prompted Longfellow's immortal poem, Paul Revere's Ride. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. He said to his friend, "If the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light. One, if by land, and two, if by sea. And I, on the opposite shore, will be ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm for the country folk to be up and to arm." Then he said, "Good night," and with muffled oar silently rowed to the Charlestown shore. Just as the moon rose over the bay, where swinging wide at her moorings lay the Somerset, British man of war. A phantom ship with each mast and spar across the moon like a prison bar, and a huge black hulk that was magnified by its own reflection in the tide. Meanwhile, his friend through alley and street wanders and watches with eager ears, till in the silence around him he hears the muster of men at the barrack door, the sound of arms and the tramp of feet, and the measured tread of the grenadiers marching down to their boats on the shore. Then he climbed the tower of the old North Church by the wooden stairs with stealthy tread to the belfry chamber overhead and startled the pigeons from their perch on the somber rafters that round him made masses and moving shapes of shade. By the trembling ladder steep and tall to the highest window in the wall, where he paused to listen and look down a moment on the roofs of the town and the moonlight flowing over all. Beneath in the churchyard lay the dead in their night encampment on the hill, wrapped in silence so deep and still that he could hear, like a sentinel's tread, the watchful night wind as it went creeping along from tent to tent and seeming to whisper, "All is well." A moment only he feels the spell of the place and the hour and the secret dread of the lonely belfry and the dead. For suddenly all his thoughts are bent on a shadowy something far away, where the river widens to meet the bay, a line of black that bends and floats on the rising tide like a bridge of boats. Meanwhile, impatient to mount and ride, booted and spurred, with a heavy stride on the opposite shore walked Paul Revere. Now he patted his horse's side, now gazed at the landscape far and near, then impetuous stamped the earth and turned and tightened his saddle girth. But mostly, he watched with eager search the belfry tower of the old North Church as it rose above the graves on the hill, lonely and spectral and somber and still. And lo, as he looks on the belfry's height, a glimmer and then a gleam of light. He springs to the saddle, the bridle he turns, but lingers and gazes till full on his sight a second lamp in the belfry burns. A hurry of hooves in a village street, a shape in the moonlight, a bulk in the dark, and beneath from the pebbles in passing, a spark struck out by a steed flying fearless and fleet. That was all. And yet, through the gloom and the light, the fate of a nation was riding that night, and the spark struck out by that steed in his flight kindled the land into flame with its heat. He has left the village and mounted the steep, and beneath him, tranquil and broad and deep, is the mystic meeting the ocean tides. And under the alders that skirt its edge, now soft on the sand, now loud on the ledge, is heard the tramp of his steed as he rides.
It was 12 by the village clock when he crossed the bridge into Medford Town. He heard the crowing of the cock and the barking of the farmer's dog and felt the damp of the river fog that rises after the sun goes down. It was 1 by the village clock when he galloped into Lexington. He saw the gilded weathercock swim in the moonlight as he passed, and the meeting house windows, blank and bare, gaze at him with a spectral glare, as if they already stood aghast at the bloody work they would look upon. It was 2 by the village clock when he came to the bridge in Concord Town. He heard the bleating of the flock and the twitter of birds among the trees and felt the breath of the morning breeze blowing over the meadows brown. And 1 was safe and asleep in his bed, who at the bridge would be first to fall, who that day would be lying dead, pierced by a British musket ball. You know the rest. In the books you have read how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmers gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again under the trees at the turn of the road, and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere. And so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all our history, to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere.
This is the Music of the Stars. Thanks for joining us. WRGN, proud to be part of the annual Racine Fourth Fest Fun. It all begins with a parade fundraiser and then that big parade downtown on Independence Day. Later, the lakefront fireworks. The vehicles get started 8:30 in the morning. And the main elements right around 9. And I'll see you there. The Music of the Stars. Tex Ritter.
I am the red clay canyons of the Colorado River. I am the Old Dominion in the rain. I'm a windswept battlefield at Vicksburg. I'm the last 2 minutes of the game. I'm an Indiana cornfield on a hot summer's day. I'm a popsicle and I'm the popcorn at the park. I'm suburban, I'm a slum. A forgotten fife and drum. I am underground Atlanta. After dark. I'm a street fight and a crap game up in Harlem. I'm the Rams. And I'm your old Kentucky home. Politician's cheater. I'm a two cheeseburger eater. I'm a couple. I'm a crowd. And I am alone. I am Jack. And I am Bobby. And I am Martin Luther King. And with sorrow I have watched these young men die. From riches and from rags, I have buried them in flags. And I've loved them, for they cared enough to try. I have had my brothers beaten in the jungles of the cities. I have seen them raped and pillaged on the plains. I've made mistakes, but that's the breaks. So did Jesus, for Christ's sake. I'm willing to accept my share of blame. I'm Abe Lincoln. I'm a slave. I'm a coward. And I am brave. I'm a wino. I'm a lid. I'm the Coca-Cola kid. I'm a 2 cent lemonade. I'm the fireman's parade. I am country. I am soul. I'm the blues and rock and roll. And I don't stand for everything my country is about, but I am willing to stand for my country, and I'm damn glad to be an American.
Mrs. Rose Sandoval, 1129 G Street. Are you Mrs. Sandoval?
Oh. Please, please come in. I cannot read English. What does the telegram say?
It says...
Open the telegram, read it for me. Who said? send the telegram. My son wandering.
It's from the War Department. Says that your son is dead, Miss Sandoval. Maybe it was somebody else. The telegram says it was Juan Domingo. Maybe the telegram is wrong. I hope so, Miss Sandoval.
Oh, do not be afraid. Sit down. I bring you candy. All boys like candy. Here, eat candy. You would not bring me that telegram. You are a good boy. It is Mexican candy from a cactus. Oh, my little boy. Oh, mi panito, mi muchachito. Paro que abandono su primer nido, su primer nido. Si lo encuentra ocupado, cielito lindo, muy merecido. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For seven faithful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, the bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. The sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Of Billy Liebert, Nelson Riddle,
WRJN and the Music of the Stars. Join us on Facebook. Say, it's not all music, although it's pretty much all music. But if you're looking for thoughtful talk radio, you can find the Civic Media Network talk shows. You can find them on the air 540 AM WAUK. We have Earl Ingram, Jane Madnair, Todd Albaugh, Maggie Dawn, discussing the state, local issues, welcoming all sides. That's at 540 AM WAUK and also on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by now for more of the Music of the Stars.
Where have all our heroes gone?
Everett McKinley Dirksen.
What's come over our great land? America is still my home, sweet home.
I saw a group of boys the other day standing in the corner of a playground, looking and laughing at a magazine. And I overheard one of the boys say, "Man, is he ever cool." And he pointed to the man whose picture was on the magazine cover. And everybody kind of said under their breath, "Yeah, he's cool, all right." And I got sick to my stomach, because I'd seen the cover. And the man that they were talking about had instigated a riot in one of our major cities last summer. And the magazine was writing about how the police were unkind to him, the judges were unfair with him, and how he talked back and slung his long hair about and cussed and did his thing. And they made him into a regular hero. And inside this magazine was the story of the baseball player who got involved with the gamblers, of the football player who said that football was not the end, just a means to an end, meaning the girls and the good times. And a story of the folk singer who proudly claims to be both a member of a party alien to our government and a non-tax-paying citizen. These young boys read with open eyes and open minds. And I thought to myself, my God, are these the people that these young boys look up to? Are these their idols? Are these the heroes of the now generation?
America is still my home. But where have all our heroes gone?
I had heroes when I was a kid. We all did. And our heroes did their thing too. Like General Douglas MacArthur, who returned like he said he would. Like Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, who chased the bad guys right off the screen. Like Lindbergh, who flew the ocean. And Jesse Owens, who showed Hitler, and John Wayne and Gary Cooper. After all, didn't they really win the war? And General Ike, bless your soul, because you made us feel safe. We've killed some of our recent heroes, the Kennedys and Kings. And even as great as their space feats are, how many of the astronauts can you name? My heroes were people like Joe DiMaggio, who proved that nice guys can finish first. And Stan Musial, who never had an unkind word for anybody. And Winston Churchill, whose two fingers raised together meant victory, not just a let your enemy have it all kind of artificial peace. This country needs a lot of things today, friends, but it doesn't need any one thing any more than it needs some real heroes. Men who know what it means to be looked up to by a grimy-faced kid. Men who want to sign autograph books and not deals under the table. Men who are willing to play the game with the people who made them heroes. Men who don't mind putting on a white hat and saying thank you and please. I wish I knew more men that I'd be proud for my son to look up to and say, "Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be just like him."
Well, have all our heroes gone?
Down through the years, there have been men. Gallant man. others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
Music of the Stars, wishing you and yours the best for Independence Day. Happy birthday to us. I'm Lou Regani.
memories of my youth lie inside me, growing old like mellow. I shed no tears for my youth, none that blind me. They're behind me now, where those sad times will never find me. I have the loves of my life to remind me that the whole wide world was mine. I feel at peace with all that surrounds me, and the joy of these autumn days astounds me. Somehow the years of my youth seem so endless, like a thousand dreams come true. Of summer green that I ran through, and the girl who gave me her warm, loving arms to turn to. How little time from our first sweet beginning to our lonely last goodbye. But I've so many songs left unsung yet. I'm young yet, and my heart is the heart of a young man.
Jack Jones, the music of the stars. The Washington Pops. This is WRJN, Radio Park, Racine. Where our goal is actually not to miss any important happenings. Just check out WRJN News Online. Any of the latest stories are on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. News on demand, not just on the radio. Search WRJN News. And these programs are archived. CivicMedia.us. Music of the Stars is on Facebook. Join us. Stay up to date on what's coming. Happy us, everybody. Happy birthday, us.
Armstrong on a golden trumpet, and Marian Anderson singing the Lord's Prayer. The savage power of Jack Dempsey, and the quiet pride of Jesse Owens. Merle Haggard singing, Okie from Muskogee, Chet Atkins picking a guitar. Bing Crosby at Christmas time, and Charles Lindbergh crossing the Atlantic alone.
A sharecropper's son.
Andy Koufax staring down at a batter while Willie Mays chants his Say Hey. Maria Tallchief lighting in Swan Lake while Fred Astaire dances on gossamer wings. Billy Graham bringing God to millions. Jonas Salk bringing hope to the world. Mahalia Jackson closing her eyes in devotion. And Johnny Cash singing at the White House.
What makes the world America ring with a song that brightens the air? It's people, her people who have done their own thing with blood, sweat, and tears and a prayer.
Willie Shoemaker booting swaps home while Eddie Arcaro wins the Triple Crown on Citation. Arnie Palmer winning the Open while Eddie Arnold is winning hearts. Tom Harmon threading the field for Michigan, while Bob Morrison plays his heart out for Troy. Kate Smith singing God Bless America, and Irving Berlin who wrote it. Then there are those unheralded whose dedication to our country is strong and true. The builders of America, those who make her factories hum, the loggers of her great forests, the men who labor deep in her mines, and the man who works with his hands. the farmer who toils from dawn to dusk, those who carry our bountiful yield to all the states of our Union, the railroaders, our merchant sailors, the airline pilots, and those modern knights of the road, the truck drivers. These and others like them have earned their right to walk proudly with the knowledge that their goals were achieved through honest toil and in the spirit of harmony found in the people working together in this great land.
What makes the word America ring when the sun that brightens the air?
It's people, her people, who have done their own thing with blood, sweat, and tears and a prayer.
Sam Cooke, an Oscar-winning song from MGM, originated by Frank Sinatra, The House I Live In. The music of the star.
The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races, all religions, that's America to me. Place I work in, the worker at my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people, that's America.
Cook. Stand by for news and weather.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.